Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And they had Richard Deitch on. For those that don't know, he's always been kind of the sports media reporter. He works for The Athletic now. He does a sports media podcast. And so they had Richard on to talk about what's going on with Major League Baseball and the TV rights. We filled you guys in a week ago on the latest update with the whole Diamond Sports Group bankruptcy. And could the Royals renew their deal with what was Bally? Now it's FanDuel Sports Network or whatever. And their games could be distributed through Amazon. But part of the thought is, you know, Major League Baseball would really like to bring in all the rights in-house and then be able to distribute it out. And long-term, it could actually be a really good thing for the league and for you, the fan. So one of the things they asked Richard Deitch about was that very idea. And he was skeptical, and he is skeptical, of that plan, bringing everything in-house because of what's going to happen in New York and L.A. markets, for example.
I'm a skeptic on this because as someone who lived in New York for 20 years, I find it very hard that the Yankees and the Mets would give up their revenue when it comes to the YES Network and SNY. Now, Rob Manfred is going to try to sell them on the fact that if we can get all our inventory under one roof, ultimately it will pay off for everybody long term. Maybe he's right, but you are asking, you are making a big ask if you're the owners of the Yankees, the owners of the Mets, the owners of the Dodgers in particular, to walk away from these lucrative deals that have not only made them money, but it's essentially almost guaranteed them in the playoffs all the time. Now, I get why, like, the Cardinals or the Royals or the Diamondbacks, you know, sort of name your mid-market kind of teams, why they would want all this, you know, why they'd want essentially an NFL model like you're talking about with Sunday Ticket. So I am a big, big skeptic. If you want to play the optimism role in terms of if you're looking at Major League Baseball, you're correct. I think two-thirds, if I'm right about this, of MLB's 30 teams have their rights available come 2028. So they would be setting, you know, already, they'd be sitting with basically 23, 24 teams to start with, and then they'd have to try to convince the big teams to go along.
So that was Richard Deitch yesterday on The Drive with Carrington.
Look, obviously, I love it.
If you're a Royals fan, you should love the idea of bring it all in-house and let's even this thing out. And that, of course, could also help balance out the competitive balance of spending and everything. But it's a fair point. Like, if I was the owners of the Yankees or the Dodgers or
why am I agreeing to this?
It's true. Like, why should they want it? You know what I mean? Like, it's the approach the NFL way back when they were merging made, and like they look bigger picture, and it obviously paid off in a huge way for them. But that's very difficult, I'm sure, to convince the Steinbrenner family or what's his name with the Mets, the name Cohen. How are you going to convince them? And you had a good idea to maybe do that, because otherwise, I don't think this, I'm with Richard Deitch, where I don't think bringing it all in-house would work, because
first,
they got to be on board.
Baseball needs this bad. They are the least competitive balanced sport maybe on earth. It's really bad. They have no system of checks and measures in order to keep these teams from spinning out of pocket. I mean, we can break down tomorrow, even if you want, why if Juan Soto ends up as a Dodgers, baseball is irreparably broken if they can allow that to happen for one team. This is what I would do to solve this problem, because this is good for the sport. One, the argument is actually relatively sound. If you allow me, Rob Manfred, to collectively bargain with these places to sell all of our streaming rights in one place, we're a big bad entity and we can get a massive dollar sign. We're all going to make more money. What I would do in order to convince these small schools, or sorry, these bigger cities in order to do it, is I would do it exactly the way the Big 12 did it to keep Texas and Oklahoma. And I know that in the end it didn't work well or whatever. People were frustrated by it. And I would offer the larger markets, the New York Yankees and the Dodgers and these others, a 10-year ability to get a larger share of the massive TV pie so that we're weaning you off the eventual number. Hey, for a little bit of time, you get a bigger share of the pie. You still make more than us. Okay, we're sorry. But the point is that eventually we got to find a way to slide closer to making these franchises more competitively balanced between each other. So we're going to give you some time to work yourself off of those TV deals, and then we're all going to get rich together. Because the truth is, baseball needs this, because one of the issues they have with the sport is the regional nature of it. And part of the reason is because you can't care about teams outside of yours because you're operating essentially under a different system. That's how I would attempt to go about this if I were Manfred. I hope he finds some way to convince the owners to do it, because obviously I think it's good for the sport.
He's gonna have to really sell them on the long-term view, yeah, which I think is going to be really challenging considering the amount of money and success that those organizations have had and their TV deals. I mean, they're incredible deals. I mean, we're talking about the YES Network or SNY in New York, and some of those deals are signed up through 2035, I think, 2036, for the Dodgers deal, I think it is, out in LA. And so how do you convince them? You're saying, hey, just give them more. You use the Texas example, or just look at it the reverse way. When TCU and West Virginia first joined the Big 12, they got a smaller share.
Yeah.
You know, same, however you want to view it, same kind of concept. I get what you're saying. Maybe, you know, that... It's just this conversation is the same conversation why during the collective bargaining of Major League Baseball during COVID, when they were trying to figure out how to do things, why they struggled post COVID to try to get everything figured out, why they ultimately got off to a late start for that season or the following season, like, is because getting the higher market teams to understand the long-term view, the whole concept of should we have a salary floor, should we have a salary cap, and all that. The reason why neither one of those exist are because of the same four or five teams we're discussing.
Well, in a five-year time, it's so hard to describe. You're like, how, like, just on top of being in a bigger market and having more value and being able to spend more and all this other stuff, like the Royals TV deal reportedly last year made them about $50 million. Who knows if it'll make them even that this year, because the company who currently has their rights or had their rights is bankrupt and they're the only team in baseball who does not have a television home. Next year, firmly settled. The Dodgers, the Yankees reportedly made about $150 million and the Dodgers made close to $200 million. So while you're thinking about, like, how can the Dodgers spend so much more on payroll? TV alone has a massive impact on this. In a five-year time period, the Dodgers would be expected to make $1 billion more from their TV deal than the Royals in 5 years. That's enough, just real quick, for Juan Soto and Shohei Ohtani. Does those seem like a pretty big difference between the teams? And so, like, it's so disproportionate, it's out of damn control. You, like, and I know that they're never going to go salary cap. This is, like, one way to even the playing field without being like, hey, and that's the other deal I would make. Do this for us, and we're never coming for you for a cap, okay? Do this for us, and we're not trying to get a cap implemented under my tenure. You know, we're cool. I'm never going to do that to you.
Look, I'm fully on board with this idea, but I just to play the other side again, imagine if you are the Yankees and the Mets here.
I know.
And what you're saying, like, oh, we'll promise you we'll never have a salary cap. They don't need that promise because they're preventing it from ever happening anyway. They're not worried. You think the Yankees are actually worried that there's ever going to be a salary cap implemented? No, they know that's never happening as well. So you offering me that insurance is offering nothing. And what you said about the salary stuff is true. But again, if I'm the Yankees and Dodgers, if I know what you just said is true, which is that I know I can spend more than you because of my TV deal, why am I agreeing to make it easier on the Royals? No. I'm just playing the other side. Obviously, here in Kansas City, I would love this, but I do get their viewpoint on it, and this is the challenge that Major League Baseball has and Rob Manfred has with trying to make this thing work. All right, the other part that Richard Deitch talked to CDOT about yesterday on the drive when I was driving around, I heard was this thought of where streaming is headed. And whether we're talking NFL or Major League Baseball, we all know everybody's upset that, you know, they have to have a different app, or they got to pay another $9.99 a month, and It's basically cable again, and all that. We're all on the same page. But it's not changing. This is where we're at in 2024. Listen to Richard Deitch talk about the cost for consumers moving forward with sports.
The one thing, I hate to say it, but the one thing you could always bet on is ultimately the consumer's going to pay more for sports. So Manfred may be able to pull this off. But again, I would just, for anybody listening, your audience, if you are a diehard baseball fan, the likelihood is that you are going to have three or four, I'd say minimum, streaming services to watch all of these games. Now, again, a lot of people, you know, particularly men under the age of 40, they have discretionary income and they're willing to pay for it. But in many ways, sports heading forward, particularly in the 2030s, it's kind of going to be an upper middle class play. You're going to have to spend some money in order to watch this stuff.
I mean, that's disheartening, I think, for a lot of people to hear, like, the reality of the situation that if you're a diehard sports fan and you're trying to watch, in this case, you're talking about baseball, but I think that what his answer to me applies for all the leagues going forward.
Right now, if you wanted to watch a Chiefs game and you lived just outside the local TV viewing market, you already know this. You have to have six apps to watch the Chiefs. This year alone, you would have to have Netflix, some sort of like YouTube channel, right, to watch it on like CBS, Peacock, I mean, like, there's like, they're already on like four or five channels. So you already have to have that for football. The difference is locally, you don't notice it because you get to just watch on the antenna or watch on like the local CBS or Fox. Here's the difference for baseball and why I don't care. I'll already pay the flat. I'll pay the $19.99 a month for Bally or the, I'm fine to pay that. I understand that that's the way it's going. I've decided that that's a price for the other five apps that they might end on up in the year. If it's a one-off game, I'll just miss the game.
There's 162 of them.
I'm just saying, yeah. There's Friday night, Apple TV. You got to have Apple TV to watch the Royals. Guess what I won't do? I just won't watch them. I'll just let that one go.
Cody, that happened this year. They played 16. They played on a couple Friday nights this year on Apple TV, and people didn't watch.
If I don't have Apple TV, I'll just let those games go. If they're like, hey, tonight on Peacock, the Royals are going to play the Orioles. I'll be like, I guess I'm not watching the Royals versus Orioles. I'll just tune in to 96.5 The Fan, the home of the Royals. Whatever, right?
Yeah.
With baseball, they're never going to convince me to sign up to 72 apps to watch the game.
No.
I'll watch the majority on the price.
I'm with you on baseball. I'm with you on baseball. Same way. There's so many games, it's not a big deal if I miss three games that are on TV. I was totally with you. I think the challenge is, his answer was about baseball, but I think it speaks to, he said the 2030, so which is, I know that seems like it's far away, but it's going to be about five years away here in a few months. So it's not, it'll sneak up on you before you know it. Hell, the World Cup is happening in 2026. We've been talking about that for a while. That's not that far off either. So in the 2030s, let's just say, what you said about the apps, that you won't have that app for baseball. Yeah, but where we're trending is you're going to need, for even the NFL, to watch these games most likely, four or five apps. Mm-hmm. And they may hopefully have some overlap to where, all right, baseball, like right now, hockey's on ESPN+. A lot of their games on ESPN+. There's a chance that Major League Baseball games could be on ESPN+. At least then you're getting two major sports on that one app, and that's what'll be interesting to me.
That's what they're banking on.
Do we see any bit of consolidation? He's saying no for baseball. He thinks it'll only continue to broaden. But do we see any consolidation for some of this? And ultimately, decisions are going to have to be made, as he said. Like, depending on your financial situation and where you're at in life. You know, some people will be like, fine, I don't care. There'll be others that'll say, we're gonna have to make a choice. So what are we gonna watch? And if you're baseball, because of where you are out of the big three, they'll be the diehard baseball fan, but the casual fan is gonna choose the NFL over baseball. We know that's the case right now.
They're already choosing it. I'll just start rotating. That's what I've already started doing. If a show that you like is on Apple TV now, you have it until that show's not airing, and then you get rid of that one for a little while and start at the other one you want.